Many of Wisconsin's dairy farms rely heavily on the labor of Mexican workers, and the language and cultural gap that creates can be difficult to bridge. But for the last 20 years, a group in Alma, Wisconsin has been working to change that.
The nonprofit organization Puentes, or Bridges in English, tries to build stronger connections by getting farmers to travel to the villages in Mexico where their workers grew up. The group also partners with UW Eau Claire to bring medical care directly to workers on farms.
Sean Duvall is the founder of Puentes. Sean, welcome to Central Time.
Thank you.
And Mercedes Falk is the current director of the group. Mercedes, thanks a lot for being with us.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
Well, Sean, can you tell us first how the idea for Puentes got started?
Well, way back in 97, 98, something like that, I was a Spanish teacher here in Alma. And our extension agent came to me and said, oh, there's a bunch of dairy farmers who are employing Mexicans. Don't you want to teach them some Spanish? And I thought, well, yeah, but you're not going to learn the Spanish you need in you know, a 20-hour class. So I thought, well, maybe the better thing to do is take them to Mexico so they could learn a little bit about the culture and see why people are coming up here and leaving their homes to come up here to work for the opportunities that are presented to them here. So we partnered with a couple of dairy farms. We started some classes. Offering English and Spanish classes related to dairy. And then in 2001, we took our first trip, and it's kind of been going since.
What was it like?
The idea was just, go ahead.
What was it like, Sean, when you first pitched a dairy farmer on this idea, hey, let's take a field trip to your workers' hometowns down in Mexico?
Well, you'd probably have to ask John Rosen that, but I thought it was a kind of a dumb idea until he went. And then all of a sudden, they understand exactly why the people come here. They get to meet their families. They get to meet their wives, their parents or their children, and that just sort of establishes that connection. And it fits so perfectly with the model of dairy farms as being family owned businesses. It just seemed to work perfectly, and I think Mercedes can tell you in all of the trips that we've taken so far, there's always someone that's it just changes how they see their employees, and also importantly changes how their employees see the employers. So it's really important.
And Mercedes, tell us a little bit more about what happens on one of these trips when dairy farmers from Wisconsin go down to Mexico.
Usually it is, they try to prepare themselves to think about what it might be like, but there's just no way to prepare themselves until they get down there. Usually they are just surprised and so moved by the hospitality of the families of the workers. They are just received so warmly. Everyone prepares them more than a huge feast and are just so honored that an employer would take the time to come all the way down to Mexico to visit the families of their son or brother or husband, whoever might be up here working.
And is there a lot of, trading stories about life in Wisconsin and life in Mexico?
Yes, definitely. There are a lot of similarities in between the life. Even though there are differences, there are similarities as far as living in a rural area and taking care of animals. So a lot of times the farmers get the chance to share how much the hard work of the employees has meant to the farmer and the farm. One of the guys that went down last year, he was able to share with the wife and father of his employee with him that he's been trained to breed cows and that he had learned so well in this breeding of cows that he's better than the person that had been breeding cows on their farm for 10 years. And they just thought that was pretty funny and endearing that he was contributing so much to them.
Talking to Mercedes Falk and Sean Duvall from the group Puentes, which brings farmers in western Wisconsin mainly and part of Minnesota down to Mexico to visit the home villages, the homeland of a lot of the people working for them. Sean, I imagine there are some language gaps despite efforts to train both sides in Spanish on the one hand, English on the other. How do you help overcome that on these visits?
Well, another thing that both I have done, or I did, and Mercedes is doing now, is, as an aside and income generating, is we go to the dairy farms and interpret and do whatever is necessary to kind of bridge that relation gap while people are here. So, you know, we might have monthly meetings on a dairy farm to deal with issues to help, you know, the employers understand, well, why does Jose do things this way or vice versa? And those are also some of the little moments where, you know, you can inject that whole, our mission is to create understanding, and you can inject a lot of that understanding and help both sides, you know, have a better working relationship. So it's not just the trip. But it's also, you know, working on a daily basis to make a better relationship on the farm.
And Mercedes, another part of the work you're doing at Puentes is involves healthcare, bringing medical care in some cases to farms for workers. Can you tell us what happens?
Yeah, so it was a program that Sean helped spearhead with Lisa Schiller, who is a nursing professor at UW Eau Claire. And once a semester, students come down and do health checkups and a little bit of education and just give the farmers the opportunity to meet with a nurse and kind of see where their health is and get some referrals to the free clinic up in Eau Claire.
And Sean, some of these workers may be undocumented workers. There's a lot, obviously, of rhetoric about immigrants, migrants, undocumented immigration. How do both sets of people, the farmers, the Wisconsin farmers and their employees, how do they talk about these issues?
Well, that's the difficult question. Of course, the dairy farmers do their due diligence as far as employing people, and they get the proper documents. And as a person who has worked on the farm, you know, it's really not my issue what the documentation status of people is. So you know, it's not a point. The point with Puentes is, you know, we are there to make a better relationship with employers and employees, and that's really the key as far as what we're doing. You know, we cannot, as a 501c3, we cannot be political, and we cannot take a political point of view. And so our that is just simply not our issue, I guess, is the easiest way. Don't you think, Mercedes?
Yes, that sounds exactly correct.
And Mercedes, Sean had mentioned earlier that part of the goal is to create understanding. And I think people who might follow immigration issues in the news might think of like have kind of a stock image of a farmer on the one hand, of a migrant worker on the other. Right. Are you seeing this help people see each other as people?
Yes, most definitely. Since I've had the opportunity to start this work, I just really see people have the opportunity and get the chance to get to know somebody more than just what they might be on a piece of paper. One thing that we are doing is telling stories on our Puentes website of farmers or people that live in our rural community and workers that have come up here. And we have just found that our stories are not too different. You know, we share similar hopes and dreams. And once people get the chance to know somebody who may look differently from them, they're not as hesitant because they realize that there are many more similarities than they would have thought.
And Sean, in the time you've been doing this, started back in the 90s, are you seeing the Wisconsin farmers keep in touch with the families of their workers who still live in Mexico, or maybe their workers who end up moving back to Mexico?
Oh, sure. There's many farmers who have gone down more than two or three times, and so they continually check in, or their friends on Facebook or WhatsApp, or you know, any number of now the wonderful ways that we have to communicate that they stay in touch with each other. Or family members will, you know, come up. They'll send maybe a son or a daughter will come up and work on the farm where the father had worked a number of years ago. Those kinds of things. So those connections do get established, and they stay. And it's really, really a beautiful thing to see.
And Mercedes, what are you looking for in the future for Puentes?
I'm hoping that we have the opportunity to keep taking trips to Mexico and keep being able to have people have the opportunity to know someone who might be different from them and to grow relationships and see that we share a lot more than we think.
Mercedes, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
And Sean, thanks for being here.
You bet. Thanks so much.
That's Sean Duvall and Mercedes Falk from the nonprofit organization Puentes, a Wisconsin group that helps dairy farmers visit the families and hometowns of some of their Mexican employees. You can find out more at puentesbridges.org.